Oh my goodness. I wish I had enough guap to like have like a personal masseuse to massage me every morning after my kids leave my house. Oh my God. Ah. It would be so perfect. Anyway, welcome back to She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I'm the creator and host of this podcast. This is episode 7. I hope you enjoyed the last episode. If you've never heard an episode by me, shame on you. Shame on you. I'm just joking. You can find more episodes of She Gets It Pod dating all the way back to 2018. Okay. I've been doing this for a very long time. I podcast now because I just enjoy it and I have a big head and I'm just like, why am I holding all this knowledge in here? Why don't I share it? You know what I'm saying? But when I started podcasting because I did not like hearing my voice. So it was like something for me to work through, right? And then I would have like these great discussions with my friends or people I was with, and I'm just like, why don't I like let people hear this also so they can do something with it? So here I am podcasting. I'm about 8 podcasts in. Okay. If you go to shanbypodden.com, you will see that. Whether it's parenting, whether it's reading books and talking, adulting with friends, whether it's relationships, whether it's creativity, whether it's just, you know, venting, or style and fashion. All of those things are a part of me. But She Gets It Pod is where I get like my ultra thoughts off on. Okay. Y'all see the title though. Hope everything's good with you. But I want to talk about appreciation would have kept them. Okay. When I say them, it could be friends. It could be lovers. It can be business partners. But appreciating people while you have them in your life, while you get to experience them in your life for a short time, would extend the relationship. You know what I'm saying? What is it that makes people feel like they don't have to say thank you, or they don't have to show appreciation? Even if I do big things or small things, it takes thought and extra effort for me to do that on top of all of the other things that I do. Taking the time to notice small improvements matter to people. Even if they say, oh, it's okay, it ain't nothing, appreciate it, you know what I'm saying, no biggie. Appreciating it still matters, you know what I'm saying? Allow them to say no problem or no thank you, but do it, but acknowledge it. A stranger will speak and let you know what they appreciate. So if you're not a stranger to somebody and you never appreciate them, or you never vocalize that you care about them, or you're just checking in, how great is the relationship? Okay. Having fun with how you can show up for someone is the best part of every relationship. It's the best part of a friendship. It's the best part of a romantic ship. Showing appreciation for the person that helps you make money, helps you support your family and your friends or yourself. Show appreciation. You know what I'm saying? If you got extra guap, bring in breakfast. If you are in a relationship and you know this person's plate is full, maybe take something they have to do off of their hands. You know, plan a day where they can just relax, because you know they won't do it for themselves because they're always doing for other people. Do something for them. Speaking life into people is an easy motivator. It's the little things that matter. It's a text. It's a phone call. It's an email. And just acknowledging it. And a lot of people lose people because they don't acknowledge how they show up for them. They don't acknowledge all of the small efforts. They don't acknowledge how they make their day easy. Staying curious about a person helps them know that you're still interested, that you still notice, okay? Because I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do, But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. If you don't, other people that do not know your person that well will notice. Other people will compliment them. Other people will show up for them. And we know what that leads to, okay? It's just really easy to show up and give consideration. You just have to take the time out to do that. You have to take this time out to put that work in. People just bullshit with how good they have it, okay? And even people who have a family at home bullshit on how great their family is, how far their family has come. Even people who have two married parents, I think, don't take heed to how rare that is. You know what I'm saying? My parents were married at one time and then they weren't. I probably would have came out a completely different person if I saw a healthy marriage growing up. And I'm definitely somebody who does not believe in staying in something unhealthy just because you're married for kids. Like, I would never do it. If I was married, it would be because this is a healthy environment. Everybody's feeling loved and cared for in here. And we can build from this because it's a healthy space. I would never be in a marriage that's unhealthy. So when people do that, I don't think enough discussion is said about how that does a disservice to the people in the home. And even people who have people who do check up on them, on the outside looking in, is just like, you're lucky. You're lucky somebody woke up today and cared about you. You're lucky somebody woke up today and thought about you enough to pray for you, enough to prepare something for you, enough to plan something for you. Because a lot of people don't have that. So I think more people should just show the appreciation. Now, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, you have the time, or it's not a lot to put in the extra effort. Sometimes it is. Depending on what you're dealing with in a day, sometimes it is. Adulting and thinking about another adult when you got work, bills, kids, groceries to buy, groceries to cook, a home to clean, shit to fix, things to maintain, things to create, places to be and sleep to get, can be taxing on you mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially, okay? But how you admire a person matters. How you show up and give them attention matters. How you bounce ideas off them to show them that they matter, that their opinion is valued. That's appreciation. That's a form of appreciation in my eyes. How you show them that they are appreciated should be easy for you. It should be something you want to do. And nobody likes to ask for appreciation and then a person shows it. Nobody wants to do that. So if you get a person that you're with or a person that you're working with to the point where they got to ask for it and then you do it, you're making it seem like a chore and then they still don't want you to do it. I know that's how I am. Like, if I got to tell you and I got to keep telling you, then fuck it. Don't do it because I know you don't want to do it. I like when people genuinely want to do something for me. I like genuinely doing something for people. One of my pet peeves is seeing people on social media give people who don't have a lot money or clothes or put them on camera. Like, did they ask to be on camera? Like, they're already down bad. Like, if you want to buy them back breakfast, buy them breakfast. If you want to bring up in conversation later, if somebody asks you, hey, have you ever helped someone that you didn't know or a complete stranger? Have that conversation. But to automatically take somebody in a vulnerable position and post them or blast them or say what you did for them, it makes it less genuine, right? Another thing that's a peeve for me is if you're having a disagreement with somebody or they did something wrong, and instead of them have accountability, they try to bring up all the great shit that they did so you can shut the fuck up. No. Thank you for doing those great things, but if you have to point them out and throw them in my face later, please do not do them.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Okay, because this is not an account on our relationships where you can invest all this goodness and then it gives you this space to disrespect me. It gives you space for you to make me feel bad because you did all of these good things, so I should look over it. No, that's not how that balances out. So people, if you find yourself doing it, stop doing it. If you find that you did that in the past, yeah, shame on you, okay? That's manipulation. That's taking advantage of people, right? And most friendships or romantic ships die from a lack of appreciation. A lot of people don't say that's what it is, but a lot of times that's what it is. Most marriages end because somebody got used to all of the effort that was being put in, which is sad. Okay? Phony effort and entitlement of what a person has to do that they really don't have to do will end a lot of relationships with people. Spending the time shows appreciation. Not asking for you to come over and spend the time would feel a lot better. Like, if I didn't have to ask you to show up for me, it would feel a lot better. If I didn't have to ask you to encourage me, it would feel a lot better. If you know I worked a hard day and I'm sitting on the couch next to you, rub my back, rub my feet, talk to me. If you know, like, I've been on my feet all day, maybe cook. Maybe do the dishes. Maybe help out around the house so I don't have to get up. You know what I'm saying? If you know my week has been crazy and you see me napping, but you want to talk or you want to do something, sometimes showing appreciation is putting what you want to do to the side so somebody can rest, so somebody else can get what they need. If you know, like, your business partner has put off vacation, put off off days that they need, put off getting a mani-pedi, put off going to play golf, put off shopping for themselves, let them have their time. Give them time. You know what I'm saying? Maybe get them a card. Like, you don't, this is another thing too. You don't have to wait for Valentine's Day. You don't have to wait for a birthday. You don't have to wait for an anniversary. You don't have to wait for New Year's. You don't have to wait for Christmas. You don't have to wait for no commercial holiday to show people appreciation. The cards are in the store year round. Gifts are in the store year round. Flowers are in the store every week. People eat every day. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to go in a store and buy something for somebody. It's nothing if you're creative to create something for somebody. It's nothing if you text people all day or you call people all day to call somebody you haven't talked to in a while. A lot of people don't want to procreate because of how much effort it takes to show up for a person, which is a different level of selfishness. A lot of people don't want to be in relationships because they know they can't slack in relationships, which is why we have a large error of people wanting situationships, because if this is situationships, you cannot have entitlements for me to show up and expectation for me to show up a certain way. It's a shortcut. It's a shortcut. And if you outside giving pussy or dick for shortcuts, that's a personal decision, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and be like, was I offering punani for shortcut shit? Yes, I was. But only because I knew that person could never show up for me in the capacity that I needed a person to show up in a certain position in my life. So sometimes you meet people where they are. And sometimes you know when you need more and a person can't be that person. And that's where you have to let go. The problem is a lot of people hold on to shit and try to guilt people to be somebody that they were never supposed to be, that you know they can never be. So why even put that on them? Okay? A lot of people go into friendships with this expectation of what you're supposed to do for me, how you're supposed to show up for me. Take, 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 take. It's not give and take. Every relationship is give and take. With your parents, with your kids, with your spouse, with your business partner, with a person at a store. You could go in a store and see some shit that you like, but if you want to take it with you, you got to pay for it. You got to give something to take something. So this illusion that you can just be in a relationship and look pretty while you're in a relationship and not do shit is bogus to me. This illusion that you could be in a friendship and always come out when a person is up or when they got money to buy drinks or money to buy food, but you never offer to take the tab. You never offer to pay for the meal, pay for the tip. How long you think that's going to last? And some people have friendships with people for years that constantly takes from them and they don't know how to set boundaries. That's a whole nother conversation. I've had plenty of episodes where I talk about boundaries with people, and I think boundaries are healthy. I think boundaries give space for respect. And sometimes when you really want to absorb a person, you try to move around boundaries so you can spend more time with them. But sometimes people need that time not doing something with you so they can appreciate your absence. Okay. So all of these things, I want people to think about it. Don't be a bore. Don't be a dick. Realize when appreciation is needed from you. Realize when in a relationship you don't feel appreciated. Learn how to communicate. Hey, can we talk? You know, it's been a while. We haven't gone on a date. It's been a while. We haven't spent a lot of time private. She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again. That returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better. We together. It's been a while. I've been working all these extra nights and weekends, and you've been off. Can I have an off day? You know what I'm saying? Can you stay some nights? It's been a while. We haven't gone out, and it seems like every time when I do want to go out, I'm always the one paying, or I'm always the one having to figure out where we're going to eat or what we're going to do. It's been a while. I've planned the last 4 trips that we did, and can you plan something? Like, I would like to be surprised. It's been a minute. Every time when we got to go somewhere, I got to be the one to drive. Or why am I always the one to pick up kids? Like, all it takes is communication and you sitting and listening, active listening, not on your phone, not watching something, not with the kids in the background. Like, show the appreciation. If you want to hold on to your friendships, show the appreciation. If you want to hold on to your romantic relationship, show the appreciation. And recognize when people don't respect you enough to appreciate you. Because that's a thing too. But I think I said enough. I think you get the idea. Use it. And if you know somebody that can use it, pass it on, okay? Don't be afraid to share clips. Don't be afraid to share links. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on IG. Sometimes I share episodes on my LinkedIn, but not a lot from She Gets It Pod, because sometimes I be going off. I be going what? I be going off. But yeah, all the pods are on shambypodden.com. Again, if you're interested in using my code for 20% off, use shambypodden in all caps on tabletopics.com and get you a stack of cards to create great discussions. If you are social people who like get-togethers, or you have dinners, or you just want better things to talk to your kids about, it's a lot of different card stacks on there. I appreciate every listen. I really do.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
How you show your appreciation for me is listening to the episode, downloading the episode, sharing the episode, purchasing merch from any of the shops, whether it's Wear It Right with Shan, which is Who Is Shan shop, Let's Shop Bid, which is the book club shop, Cozy Room shop, and She Gets It Pod. Like any of those shops shows appreciation, you could donate to the show directly. There's a link in the show notes. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just dropping a good word. It's like church. Chat.